Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there, and welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. My name is John. There's Brady, Brett, Big Dick Toledo. Toledo's dad. Oh, no, never mind. Somebody just emailed us. Like, Toledo never has the science news ready on Fridays because he's busy looking out the window for his dad. Like, that dude sat like, on Saturday afternoon and thought, oh, I got a great Toledo dad joke. And he just emailed it over for no reason. Out of the blue, it's like tapping Toledo on the shoulder if you saw him at, like, Costco and just rearing back and hitting him in the face just for no – what was that for? Just thought of it. Just thought how great it would be to hit you. No reason, out of context. And Brett and I had a great laugh about it because what's going on in that guy's day to just go, it's Saturday, it's 11.
Enough that he doesn't want to forget about that gem.
These eggs are good, honey. But I'll be right back. I got to email somebody.
I got to write this
down. I just thought of something awesome that will really crush Toledo for no reason.
Hell,
never mind. It's hilarious. Hey, who got shot this weekend? Anybody get shot? Did you get shot?
No, but...
No? Did you?
No, I did not.
A lot of folks were getting shot this weekend, even fake shot. There was a lot of fake shootings going on. Did you see that?
Well, I know the one...
Celebrity Theater.
What? Right.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
You hear about that?
No.
Sure, sure.
How about the performer?
Lil Durk?
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk had... Hey, I don't want to make fun of...
My buddy Chris Durkin is a rapper. I had no idea.
No.
Oh, that's another Durk?
Chris Durkin raps. Okay. That's for sure. Oh, he raps. But not to this audience. Lil Durk had a show. I'm not going to make fun of Lil Durk.
Who is Lil Durk?
That's what I say.
Okay, good.
Lil Durk drew out 5,000 people.
What?
I know.
I think at this point, anybody's just like, I'll go see any show. It doesn't
maybe,
matter. Lil who?
Maybe. But Lil Durk did one of those, yeah, yeah, what's up, you're going off for the dinner? And then he goes, Lil Durk! And he drops the mic. And somebody goes, gotcha! And everybody ran away. And they started to like kind of trample each other over there at Celebrity Theater. A lady's like, I was grazed. I got hit. Never a gunshot. Not one gunshot went off. But that's how paranoid we are.
The sound of the mic.
The mic hitting the ground. That's what they think. That's what they assume. Evidently they combed every ounce. I didn't know they did parking lot shows at Celebrity Theater. I think that's kind of a cool idea. I don't know where you park. I'm going to put my car in that neighborhood. I'll tell you that. I'm Ubering into that. But they had it out there outside.
Yeah, I guess.
You could. It's going to take up a lot of space. But that 5,
thing,
I know,
people.
That thing only holds like 2,200
in.
So where are they parking in that neighborhood? Not doing it. Yeah, there better be buses bringing folks in.
We have a hell of a walk-up crowd.
Yeah, there's a little Durk. I don't know if I can even turn this
up.
I
don't either, but
we'll
try.
We'll
see.
Family on my ass, bitch. I don't think so. Yeah. I doubt it. But that was that's all it took is the... He dropped the mic, evidently. Now, there is still a chance, and I know the news has their fingers crossed. There is still a chance. And then, you know.
Gunshot!
And everybody takes off. There is still a chance news might still get their wish that somebody did fire a shot. There is still, they have not, they scraped the ground after everybody left for a shell. They were looking for anything. Now, maybe the gunshot went off and the guy is a environmentalist. And he picks up his shells after. You know that, Brett. And you go in the desert, you got to clean up your shells.
You don't want to leave any evidence.
Leave all that stuff. Right. You know, if you're going to shoot at Lil Durk, you got to don't forget to clean up the shells, man. Gerda Thunberg get all pissed off if you leave these shells laying around.
But is that news in that neighborhood?
I mean, it's a gunshot may or may not have gone off.
Saturday night.
Celebrity theater. Saturday night.
Typical Saturday night.
It's getting weird to where I'm like, oh, another shooting? Okay. Does this not seem like somebody's putting people up to this at this point or that maybe this is all. Choreographed by Scorsese or something. I'm starting to not buy it, at least
you know, responsible, not littering, not leaving shells.
Yeah,
you know, they cleaned it up.
That's fantastic.
Took their neck gaiter, picked up the shell.
Amazing. Too hot. And they got a little pocket because you don't do it in your you don't burn your skin. That is a nice thing because they're following all the signs to say please pick up all your shells after shooting. I don't know how many times I've been four wheeling where I've been with Drew and. Hutchinson's very environmental when it comes to the trails because he knows two things. He likes four-wheeling. He likes being out on the trails, and he knows that if enough jackasses go out there and shoot them up and leave all their stuff laying around, state's going to close those trails.
Yep.
So we got to clean that stuff up. So I've been out with Drew, and he grabs a rake out of the back of his Jeep, and he's like, we got to pick these up because people just fire off crazy amounts of ammo and just leave their stuff laying around. It's just terrible. And not at Lil Durk. So if there's progress, to look forward, if there's a silver lining – and everybody getting shot this weekend. And I think everyone did. The news got to the point now where they report loud noises as a mass shooting. And I'm just going to say it from my heart. I am starting to be like, not sure that's real.
Yeah.
I have one. Yeah.
I'm not
one,
sure that's a mass shooting. I don't think that counts.
I do have one gunshot story.
Are you sure?
Should I keep it or do I, you know?
You want to hand it out? We're in the middle of that conversation. It would be apropos.
Probably, grandfather. The grandson tried to rob his grandfather, and he got shot. Came in mask.
The grandson did?
Yeah.
Oh, he came in full mask.
Yeah, and tried to knock
grandson off. I know it's you, Billy.
His own grandfather?
Yeah.
Good.
But his grandfather didn't know.
Not good. He should shoot him.
You came in disguise, Billy, in a shirt that I bought Billy a long time ago. Number one granddad. Nuh-uh, that's my shirt.
I was telling you, I said this morning, it's like, it's almost to the point where it's only one person, so they try to sell it even more. Right. We were just one person away from a mass shooting last right. night.
It's like two people were shot, three injured. That means one more dies, and we've got ourselves a mass shooting, everybody. We'll be right back. CNN ejaculating everywhere over mass shootings. We can't get enough of this stuff.
How many is in a mass then? Is that four?
Three.
Okay.
Three. And that can happen if you just get mad at your family.
Yeah.
So I think they need to break that out to like, I hate my family shootings versus mass shootings. Like, that's domestic.
Yeah.
But like a mass shooting is three or more people. And then there's like a cousin in there. So they're like, no, he's not part of the immediate family. That falls out of domestic. That's a mass. They love it. And I'm getting, I feel terrible. But in a way, it's like, hey, you want to drub me over the head with every time a gun goes off? Eventually, I'm going to get numb to it. And guess what?
That's the way it's becoming.
Yeah, I am numb to it. My phone went off five times Saturday. Five times over mass shootings. And two of them weren't real. Two of them were like, whoops, sorry. It wasn't a shooting at all. Car backfired and 40 people fell down at the beach.
Jesus.
Like, it's just, like, stop.
A strong push right now.
It is. It is.
The gun, anti-gun movement.
It's got to be it. That's all I can think because that's all I can think it is.
And I got those alerts too, and I'm looking, and then I get another alert, and it's like, oh, the White Sox alert. And
I was more. That's what I care about.
I wanted to see that more.
I want to escape it. So I turned my notifications off because, you know, I was at the casino. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to make myself rich and move away from all these people. I got plans, man.
Time for that crap.
I ain't got time for all this. But Lil Durk, more amazingly than a shooting by Celebrity Theater, Lil Durk pulled in 5,000 people willing to park in that neighborhood. That's impressive. I went to Willie Nelson once. I will say I tried to go to Willie Nelson once down at Celebrity Theater, and it was wall-to-wall Willie Nelson fans. The parking lot was full. And I'm like, how is that possible? The parking lot's got to be bigger than what did every Willie Nelson fan drive themselves individually to the show? The parking lot doesn't fill up. It's two per car. You'd think maybe 1,000 cars, but for some reason, parking lot was full. So I had to park outside.
Well, they got that lot across the street, too. Well, no, I know. I'm just saying.
You might have that lot, but I want to. And I parked on the road, and I bought 25 feet from my car. I'm like, I'm not leaving my car here. This ain't happening. So I went back and just left. I'll see Willie again later. He's going to live to be 1,000. And I did. I got to see Willie another time. But I was running late, and the lot was full. I'm like, how do you fill this lot up? 5,000 Lil Durk fans went to, what do they call it, Durkcella or something like that.
Is that what it was called?
Or what was that called? Smirkcella. Hey, look, you're having fun. You're having a good time. But, man, and that's proof that you're in a bad neighborhood when a microphone hits the ground and everybody just assumes naturally that was a gunshot run. And they did. I don't think anybody even got hurt. There's a woman who said she got grazed by a bullet. Turns out that was completely fake.
That was a scratch when the crowd panicked?
No, she didn't. There was no woman. The news said a woman's been hit.
Oh, nice.
Probably reported that a woman went to an emergency tent and had scratches. They're like, well, that's a grazing. She got grazed by a bullet. No, she might have even just gotten scratched by a fan of Lil Durk and have been big-ass nails. Moved her. Excuse me. bet you just sliced me up like a raptor. But, Lil Durk pulling 5,000, 10 times more impressive newsworthy than a gunshot going off at a Lil Durk show, which didn't actually happen.
That video I just played, it was released 3 weeks ago. It's got 16 million views already.
For what?
Only in the family and Lil Durk.
16 million people.
Yep. Only 3 weeks.
And I heard about them Saturday.
Yeah, well, same.
Because there was maybe a shooting, or maybe not. It's crazy.
I did this morning.
Lil Durk is the first you've heard of Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Now, that either puts us completely out of touch, or there's too many celebrities.
There's too many.
I think there's a combination of both. Yeah. I'm a little out of touch in that world, and I don't mind that. I'm completely fine with it. However, I think there may be too many. And you know what else? We have too much information because I got another alert on top of – this is when I turned my notifications off. So I'm sitting there. I'm whacking the old wheel. The fortune ain't coming, but it's it's in there, man. I'm whacking the wheel. That means something.
I was like, well, all right.
It's at the
casino. I'm like, well, that's a Saturday.
Yeah,
night.
I know. I was like, so what's different?
So there's a shooting in, I don't know if it was Austin. I can't keep up. They got the kid from Indianapolis. They've got, you know, we don't care about the one in Denver anymore. That was a thing till we found out that guy might be Middle Eastern. We can't sell that. He's got one of the Muslim names. It's not really. Never mind. That one could be.
Nothing there.
Yeah. And then
nothing
to
see here.
Yeah, and then you get that weird white kid in Indianapolis. Now we're diving into that. That's going to be a thing because this kid is mentally not normal. The cops were at his house. They took a shotgun away from him. He was suicidal.
Bought guns.
He'd made threats.
Totally legal.
Yeah. He bought guns legally.
Before.
How dare you buy a legal gun? He was a nutball, and nobody's pointed out that he was a nutball. They just keep saying he had guns, so that's a thing. And then there was somebody else got shot, but there was like maybe some color involved, so we're not really diving into that. Something in North Carolina happened. A black guy shot somebody. I don't want to get into that too much.
Cousin It dies.
But
the
all
Adam
the news
family.
Pops up.
Right.
So, yeah. Cousin It died. I didn't know Cousin It was still alive.
Turn my notifications off.
It's got to be the last one. I mean, Wednesday is dead, right? How did Cousin It outlive
I have no idea.
The kids?
Felix Sella? Is that his?
Whatever.
Sella, yeah.
So I'm getting all this news on my phone, and I'm like, Jesus, the whole country's shooting itself up this weekend. And then in the middle of it, Demi Lovato fuming mad at ice cream shop.
For shaming. For
perpetuating a fat-free ice cream lifestyle. And I'm like, we've got too many news outlets and too much info. Demi Lovato was the third story on Yahoo and USA Today this morning saying that Demi Lovato is furious. How dare you have a yogurt shop that says fat-free yogurt. How dare you? Because all you're doing is getting people to go in excited about a fat-free yogurt. And you know they're going to order the fat ones. They're fat. They can't help it. They're going to wander in there and go, oh, you've also got other options? Those are going to be so much better. Oh, so basically what Demi Lovato is saying that fat people are stupid and weak and can't control themselves.
By saying this,
themselves.
They're going to eat gallons.
Right. If you put fat-free
pint upon pint.
They think everything in there is going to help them with their diet.
I can get 2 pounds of it.
Which is not activism. It's basically saying that anyone fat is stupid, and because she's a celebrity, she can tell them they're stupid without getting in trouble.
Well, she's not a specimen of a
no,
physical.
No, she's fat.
And, yeah.
But
so,
she's late in the game because the fat-free's been working for years on our products.
Hey, look, Demi, I hate to break down your problems, but you look better when you were on Coke. Stop yelling at me about being fat. I'm tired of her. This weekend was I'm sick of it weekend. And you know why? Because I watched about 10 hours of couples therapy on Showtime, which is just fascinating. Get in on this.
I want to watch that.
And what it is, Brett.
I'm going to binge it.
Perfect for a guy like Brett. Black couple having black people problems. Jew couple having Jew people
problems.
Yes! Gay couple having gay people problems.
Sign me up.
It is so borderline bigoted. I guess I am. Because I was watching it going, oh! That is only happening in a Jewish house. Like those kind of moments where like, wow, we're trying to be all diverse. But basically what you're doing is saying all Jews are like this, all blacks are like this, all Puerto Ricans are like this.
Stereotypes.
Oh, it solidifies them up and down. But it's still human interest like I've never watched.
Yeah.
And the fact that people agreed to do it, at first your buzzers go off. Like, are they actors? And then you're like, nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing this. And then they just did it. They said we got sessions with and the therapist is phenomenal. She's great.
I wonder if they recorded it first, you know, without them knowing.
No, they had to agree before.
And then afterwards said, do you mind if we would play this?
It's against HIPAA laws to film
you doing it. Because that's got to change it to begin with.
You'd think so. But the cameras are not visible, so I think they kind of forget. If they had, like, cameramen and stuff, it would be, you're right. And there's possibility.
I couldn't help it. I'd have been mugging to the camera.
What is that? Oh, yeah, you'd have gone vaudeville. Is that Occam's
razor? We seen your Hooters commercial. We know you'd be mugging to the camera.
Toledo will know this. It's not Occam's razor. What's the thing is, like, the thing that being observed? It'll understand that it's being observed and behave differently. Anything under observation behaves differently than when it's not or when it believes it's not. So I thought the same thing. And then at the end, they say HIPAA violation to film anybody in a session without their permission. So you have to ask. Now, what she could have done is said, hey, I've got cameras set up in here for my own use. They won't be used anywhere else unless you want them to be. But I am going to film the sessions.
Yeah, because after the fact, said, I wanted to use this as an example. And then you sign up. Yeah, you can use that.
Yeah, and they did. But they evidently, these people all agreed to it. And it's mind-blowing. It's on Pluto. What is that called? Do you know?
Quantum theory and observer effect.
Observer effect, quantum theory and observer effect. What's Occam's razor? It's the one with the tree.
A tree?
Three?
Yeah, look up Occam's Razor.
Right? These the gay guys?
Oh, the gay guys are great. Okay, so the dude, the ginger, this is fantastic. So first off, as a bigot, okay, as a person who judges everything, me, proud of it. Not a racist, a bigot, like all the rest of you are. And you're lying to yourselves if you don't judge, because I don't see it. I'm not seeing it out there. The red-haired gay is just kicked drugs and alcohol.
Swallowed Michael Rapaport.
Yes, and he ate Michael Rapaport to get over the drugs and alcohol. So he's super gay. His partner is Johnny. Johnny is a ballet dancer and a good one. And they show him stretching out a couple of times. And the dude is a pipe cleaner.
Clean-shaven old literally. Jerry.
So their big beef is they've got a big gay weekend plan with other gays. And I know this from my big gay weekends with my neighbors. They have when they have a get-together, like 10 gays come over, and they call each other she, and it's hilarious and all that. By the way, I missed my masquerade ball with the gays this week. We'll talk about that later. But the red-haired gay can't drink anymore, and Johnny's planning this big weekend. And he's like, well, I now I have to worry because he's you know, he can't drink. He's going to having a good time, but he can't drink. He starts he sobs at everything, and I'm like, this is so SNL great.
We know the roles.
Oh, it's the best. So I'm sober. Big deal. Why is that your burden?
I just want to take care of you. You just have I have to plie somewhere. Is there a place to plie?
Oh, it is so gay. So gay and so great. The Jews get on there. And the Jew absolutely tears into her husband. Like the lady just destroys this. Oh, it's so great. And they're so typical, like stereotypical New York people. And it's phenomenal. It's Michael and Michael.
Michael.
Those two are pretty good, too. They got married 2 months after having a baby, and they hate each other. I don't know what they're trying to say.
You can just tell by the body
there she is. That's her. There's the...
You're an adult. Look at me, Michael. What? You're doing the same thing with me right now. You're talking at me. I want to have a conversation with you.
Okay.
Don't talk at me.
Okay.
Talk with me.
Oh, that's the therapist.
The two of you are fighting about the blame, but what I hear is that the two of you really cherish the connection.
This is going to be all about her. You got to get to them. They're not selling the people until you watch.
All right.
Whoa.
And even when it's just there's an awesome black dude and his Puerto Rican wife, and I like Deshaun a lot. Not Deshaun Watson,
wow.
But he did a Deshaun Watson. So, like, they go through all this therapy, and then like they move to Florida, and they're doing a Zoom thing, and you can see it in his eyes. He's thousand-yard gazing, and she goes, all right. And the therapist always starts with, like, all right, tell us about your week. How you guys doing?
Things did not go well.
And he's just looking at the floor, and she goes,
I've found some inappropriate texts.
And he goes, but nothing happened.
Where did that?
So evidently he started to text back and forth some dirty stuff with a girl at work. And his argument was, well, you caught it before anything happened. She goes, that's my point. I caught it or it would have. He goes, you don't know that. And I'm like, oh, this one's good. Here we go. I know what's going on around here. And she's just mean to him. And he, you know, there's a certain part of him that you're kind of like, geez, I see why the guy's kind of.
Drifting away?
Not necessarily drifting away, but like want somebody to be nice. If someone's nice to him, he's going to be nice back. And then she gets real sweet. So you see these bipolar moments of this situation where she's super nice. And he's like, well, this is what I want. And then she loses her mind. And he's like, and this is why I'm texting the other person. And so it's like that person's nice. And then you just watch all this unfold. And what it teaches you really is vanity. That the reason that we all, like, you know, there's one lady that's like, the cosmos is just crushing me and I just feel like the world's trying to beat me down. She's like, why do you think you're so important that the world would take a break and focus in on you?
Yeah.
Well, it's just so much more than me. Is it really? I don't think so. There's a transgender that looks like Colin Jost in a wig. And his girlfriend looks – do you guys remember the episode of 30 Rock where Paul Rubens played that German prince?
Yes. Yeah.
Same.
My birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to my birthday.
And I swear, I'm watching that, and I'm dying. I'm like, that's Jost. That's Colin. And that's Pee-wee. And I don't know what's going on. They're trying to get pregnant, which is crazy. Like, your brain just still – my brain is not in 2021 when it comes to that. When two women are sitting on a thing, and one of them goes, well, my sperm isn't exactly active right now. What am I? And my brain's like, what are we doing? Turn this down. Turn it off. And so we're trying. And then they lost their baby. So it got really kind of sad. But at the same time, your brain's still like, what's happening? Yeah, I binged it. Couldn't help it. It's on Pluto TV. And I'm flipping. I'm like, couples therapy on Showtime on Pluto. Huh? And then like half hour after half hour goes by, I'm like, Sunday's gone. That's it. Started at like noon yesterday and went through to about 6. And then the season premiere was last night. Didn't let me down. So good.
Strong open.
Every Sunday now I got something to look forward to. Other people's problems. If I don't get shot between now and Sunday, I'm really looking forward to Sunday's show. But I'm glad you guys are all here. I'm glad everybody out there is listening. I'm glad that if you got shot this weekend, you can still hear us, which is great because everybody's catching a bullet. Oprah's throwing them out. You get a bullet. You get a bullet. You get a bullet. And CNN will be there. It was weird. Like every single second of the day, I'm like, oh, another, there's a shooting in Austin.
What's couples therapy doing?
Yeah. What are they doing over there? That black guy and that Puerto Rican leader probably fighting. I'm going to watch that. Oh, the Jews. Oh, my God. They are fantastic. That woman. That. Oh,
the Jews.
The Jews. Well, that's how I get them. The gays, the Jews, the interracial, the pregnant couple, that's the tranny, Caitlin and Pee-wee, and there's another one I can't remember. And then just a couple. Oh, the cop and the black girl. That's a great one. White cop married a black lady. And then they started going right as George Floyd happened. So they're coming in with all sorts of stuff. And this dude's in a dilemma because he's got like a half-black son with her. So he's like, I gotta, you know, keep on the blue line and also recognize that this thing is like my son's black. Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's great TV. Showtime. Couples therapy. Get all over it. It's great. And if you're having trouble at home, save yourself a couple $100 a month and just follow the guidelines. You got free therapy right there on the TV. It's great. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. We'll start off this glorious Monday together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass.